This is Health Matters with a report on toxins in the air. I want to start with a simple question. Why is it that people who burn household trash and plastic don't stand in the smoke?
Because it burns their eyes.
Because it makes them choke.
Because it stinks.
But what's important is that the stinging, stinky smoke comes from smoldering plastic slowly turning into an ugly dark vapor. This plastic residue vapor is easily inhaled and goes directly to the lungs, where some particles lodge in the filtering process. But the finer toxic vapors move into the bloodstream.
Yuck. Once in the blood, the toxins travel to the liver, which tries to filter them, but even then, finer toxic particles move into the heart and other organs.
This is scary. Do I want to know more?
It is scary. When people burn trash or when homes and trailers or cars and furniture are set on fire, dangerously toxic vapors are released to the air we all breathe. It is really unfair, darn right inhumane.
Some would say it's immoral, but how much mindless trash burning is simply lack of awareness. People who burn nasty trash may not realize how toxic it is, and may not realize they are poisoning the air of their community.
Open burning of plastic is, plain and simple, dangerous to the health of humans and the environment. Common plastics found in bottles, packaging, blister packs, etc., release two serious toxins, dioxins and furans. Dioxins accumulate in body fat. They cause cancer and are hormone disruptors. They settle on crops and in waterways, where they eventually end up in the food supply.
Because dioxins inhaled through smoke can cause hormonal imbalance, it can affect the sexual orientation of unborn and newborn babies. Babies who have inherited dioxins from their mother or inhaled it from the air can exhibit behaviors in total contrast to his or her sex. Researchers have confirmed this in the altered behavior of birds as well. Changes from male to female sexual characteristics, or vice versa.
Toxins from plastics can cause small penis development and reduce the size of testicles. A Denmark study found that young men have exceptionally low sperm counts linked to dioxin air pollution. In England, testicular cancer increased by 55% between 1979 and 1991 for that same reason. An Italian town where dioxin was released by industry found fewer boys being born and some girls reaching puberty younger than the normal range.
Air toxins affect more than sexual characteristics and behavior. The toxins released from burning plastic can cause cancer, impotence, asthma, and other allergies. The only way to ensure that burning plastic does not pollute the air is to use a double-chambered incinerator that can reach a temperature of 1,800 degrees Fahrenheit.
Fires are becoming more and more hazardous because of building materials that release toxins when burned, things like PVC pipe, plastic-based carpet, and vinyl tiles. Burning houses, cars, and trailers also emit hydrogen cyanide, a deadly gas that is increasingly sending firefighters to the hospital. This is one reason why breathing tanks and full-face respirators have become standard equipment for fire crews.
People who have been burning plastic in their trash for years have exposed their neighbors and themselves to serious health risks. We're talking heart disease, respiratory ailments, emphysema, nerve, kidney, and liver damage. And in addition to the common plastics we've mentioned, there's another class of plastics, the polystyrene polymers. These include foam cups, meat trays, egg containers, yogurt, and deli containers. Styrene gas is readily absorbed through the skin and the lungs. At high levels, it can damage eyes and mucous membranes. Long-term exposure to styrene can impact the central nervous system.
Backyard trash burning is a problem worldwide, especially in rural areas where there may not be recycling, where there may not be local laws against it. And yet, these toxic products and packaging materials can be recycled. There is no need to burn your trash and at the same time poison your neighbors and your neighbors' children. It should be outlawed. Plastic and other toxic materials should be recycled, period.
Burn plastics are but one class of toxins that children are taking into their bodies today. The impact of toxins on the brains and hormonal development of our children is a truly terrifying story. People in rural, non-industrial areas like Hoopa are spared some exposure, but not when our neighbors are burning plastic. Protect the health of our community and our future generations. Stop burning toxic trash.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Poden, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Joy Hostler, Jay Renzulli, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening.